This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle and I have been talking about problems with cars. And seriously, class, in my world, I have to lubricate the lug nuts and the lug bolts on our equipment because they use road salt out here in Missouri, and they mix it with sticky substances like beet juice, and it just doesn't come off. It just eats and eats and eats steel, and it corrodes steel. And when there's steel lug bolts or lug nuts mixed or they come in contact with aluminum alloy or aluminum magnesium wheels, the corrosion seems to set in, and it's darn near impossible to get the lug nuts or the lug bolts off the wheels. So if you have a flat tire, you may be surprised that if you're fortunate enough to have a spare tire on your vehicle, because about 27% of new vehicles don't come with spare tires, if you happen to have a real spare tire and a jack and a lug wrench that came with the vehicle, that's great, but that lug wrench is typically so short that you won't have all the leverage you need to get the lug nuts off in the first place. So you might want to make sure that you have that equipment, the proper equipment to change your tire. You might want to experiment when the weather is nice to see if those lug nuts can come off. And you might want to consider copper coat. It's a product that's copper dust mixed with oil. And it allows you to remove the lug nuts or the lug bolts. And it prevents the corrosion to some extent. Works fine for me. However, don't do it because I do it. Do it only if after you do your own research. Because some people might not tighten those lug nuts or lug bolts on properly, and the wheel bolts could come off. Okay? And you could have a wheel fall off your car if you don't do it properly. So if you do it, make sure you learn about how a torque wrench works and get a torque wrench. A torque wrench to apply the proper torque and in the proper sequence. So when you torque lug bolts or lug nuts, there is a sequence around the circle which you employ the sequence. And it's, you don't tighten, let's say it's 100 foot-pounds of torque that you're going to apply. You don't go to the first lug nut and apply 100 foot-pounds of torque and then pick the next one and then the next one and you know, go through all 5, 6, 7, or 5, 6, or 8 lug nuts. There's a specific sequence, and it's typically if you have 6, you'd start at 12 o'clock and then you go down to 6 o'clock, but you'd only apply maybe 25 pounds of torque at the most. Actually, it's finger tight first, and then maybe 25 pounds at 12 o'clock, then 6 o'clock, then 9 o'clock, then 3 o'clock. So you go across the circle rather than around the circle. Okay? And you do it in multiple increments. We typically use 4 or 5 increments to get up to that final torque, which may be 100, maybe 110, 120 foot-pounds of torque. Kyle, any comments about that? There is a proper sequence. Yeah.
Sure, I do exactly the same thing. I like copper coat as well. That's really good. I usually use 3 sequences. Your first one for me personally, because I don't like having to spend the time to do it. I usually will go with the finger tight, and I'll make sure that that's up there. And then then, excuse me, I'll do the three sequences of the torque. Like you said, I'll probably run to about 25, 30 pounds, and then I'll run about, if I'm going to like 100 pounds, I'll run about 50, and then I'll run 100, and I'll get her done in three times and be done with it. But I had a couple of thoughts, Vince, on freezers for people. Just a little thing. We picked up one time a freezer for free that was advertised on Craigslist, and the lady said, just come get it. Well, I thought that's a good idea. We could use another freezer to store grain or whatever, you know. And it just so happened I'd looked up the day before, you know, how to bring freezers back to life, if it's possible, other than you've talked about the hotshot kit with the capacitor. But one guy was saying on there that he brought his back to life and had been using it for years by tipping a chest freezer. Now, this is a long, large, like probably 27 cubic foot chest freezer. And he tipped it up on its side and left it there for like an hour, and then put it back down and left it for half a day, and then plugged it back in, and it started and ran. And so I did exactly that. I tipped it up on its side for an hour, and then I left it. Actually, I left it overnight and come back the next day and plugged that thing in, and I put a temperature gauge in that thing. And it went to 15 below zero in about 8 hours. So and that's with nothing in it in the summertime. So I was just really surprised. So, and it's been working perfect ever since.
So let's talk about that for just a second, the mechanics of it. So I've never done this, but I understand what you're saying. And correct me if I'm wrong, but when you stood this chest freezer on end, I'm assuming that you had the compressor end down.
Yes.
Is that correct? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So do you want to tell the class why you did it that way rather than the compressor end up in the air?
Well, because of the when I watched the video, I'm not a refrigeration guy, so I can't tell you 100% for sure. But when I watched the video, he was talking about it having to do with the gases, different liquefied type gases that would run down there or something like that. It's been a couple of years since I did that video, Vince, but if you know, go for it.
Well, I'm just hypothesizing. The way I've been looking at that, and I've heard this for the very first time when you did class just now, it seems to me that the problem that we have with these refrigeration systems is the oil, the lubricant that is in a sealed system. Okay, it wants to go to the lowest part. Okay, it wants to end up at the lowest part of the system. Well, it's possible that the lubricant could get trapped in a wrong spot. But if you tilt it upward, the lowest spot is now the compressor. And the oil will go and flow down into the compressor where it's supposed to be in the first place. I think that's part of it. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. And well could be. Yeah.
And you know what? I've got one that I need to work on. And so I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to turn it compressors. I'm going to stand it up kind of like an upright refrigerator would be, that position, with the compressor down at the floor. That's what I'm going to do. And then what you said is very, very important. After you do that, you want to let it sit for at least half a day in its normal position when you put it back in its normal position where the freezer is. If it's a chest freezer, it's lying down in its normal position. And the idea is you want the oil to settle, the lubricating oil, to settle at the bottom of the compressor. So you can get it to go into the compressor by turning it upright. And then you want it to go to the oil pan of the compressor by having it in its normal position. And then whenever you move a refrigerator or a freezer, you must let it settle for about a half a day before you plug it in. Or the strain on the compressor is so great that you can blow the compressor. Okay? That's anytime you move a refrigerator. And if you notice, when people move refrigerators, they put them in the back of their pickup truck, typically they're standing upright. And that's because they don't want the oil to go in the wrong place, the lubricating oil. So it's a big pain to do it that way. And not doing it that way, the compressors are made with isolation rubber shock mounts and vibration mounts. They're not made to travel down a road in a flat position. They're not. Now, you can lay it flat for a short time, but you really don't want to subject it to shock when it's not in its normal operating position. So just a thought. Very well said, Kyle. And I learned something today.
Well,
that's great.
I've got something else for you, and you and I talked about this. This is kind of piggybacking off of Kathy's talk last week for folks. And when Kathy mentioned canker sores, something about that, or you did, one, in the last broadcast with her, it reminded me of something that my grandma did. And I thought I would throw this out there for folks. And again, this is one of those things, don't do it, do your own research kind of thing as a disclaimer. But my grandma, one time, she was making what she called canker sore medicine. Got to say that three times fast. Anyway, she would take black tea, regular old Lipton tea, and dump, if I remember correctly, because I was watching her, I was a real little kid then, and there was probably in a saucepan, I would say maybe a 1-quart saucepan, something like that. She would put this probably three heaping teaspoons of black tea in that saucepan and boil it for about, and I'm guessing again here, it's been a long time since I saw this, obviously, but if I remember correctly, she was boiling that about 10 to 15 minutes. And, I mean, once it came to a boil, it would be boiled for 15 minutes, say. And then she would take and strain all that tea, the particles of the tea, out of it. And she would put the liquid tea, which would be very strong, in that saucepan and turn it on a simmer and stir it every once in a while and simmer that till almost all of the liquid was gone. And what was left was sort of a paste. And she, when it got down to the end, I remember her stirring it and taking it off of the stove and stirring it more and more and more, this pasty kind of a stuff that she had in the bottom of it, which was this concentrated tea. But that was her canker sore medicine. She would take that after it turned into sort of a paste. And I'm saying, you know, it's like a salve almost. And when she would get a canker sore, she would take a little tiny bit of that and put it on that canker sore. And she swore by it. Again, I personally never did have, I almost never have canker sores. So I never did use it. But I do remember my grandma actually making that. So I don't know. Again, like I said, that's just one of the things that, to me, the old-timers would do, you know.
Yeah, yeah. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the White House and their thrust to shut down gas stoves.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle's in Montana. And a couple quick things. I wanted to mention that copper coat, we've said the word copper coat, C-O-P-P-E-R-C-O-A-T. Sometimes it's spelled one word, sometimes it's two words. So it's available in a spray can, and that would be if you're going to spray a head gasket with it. Very rarely would you use a spray can of copper coat. Typically, I would suggest you get it in one of these little jars that has a it's a plastic bottle, I guess, and it has a brush inside the cap, so you can use the brush to coat the threads of the bolts that you are going to protect from corrosion. That's one thing. This gas stove thing, the Biden administration is bent on preventing you from having a gas stove in the future. At least that's what the reports that I'm reading are saying. That's a big problem. Most of us use gas stoves and have for almost a century. Okay, the gas stove came out very, very early on, and the gas stoves work great. They're really simple, and yes, there's a flame. There's no question there's a flame. And that flame could start a fire, but so could an electric stove. If a piece of paper were to fall on an electric stove when it's on, it'll catch a fire. If oil from a frying pan spills on a gas flame, it'll probably put it out, but it could start a fire. If it lands on a red-hot electric stove element, it'll catch on fire. For sure. or the worst it will, or the least it'll do is smoke. Okay? So there are inherent dangers with any way you want to cook, right? Even with a microwave oven, because of the microwaves that escape from the microwave oven. So no matter how you cook, there are some negatives. We have a gas stove, and we have a propane gas stove in our kitchen. It's been working for 17 years. The top, the cooktop with the four burners, has worked flawlessly. Now you have to clean the burners every once in a while. If there's a spill, you get a, and we take a little brush and some liquid dishwashing detergent and some water and scrub the discs where the flame comes out, clean them back out, and they work perfectly again. So for 17 years, it's been working every day. The broiler, well, it's a General Electric, and this was toward the end of General Electric's reign as one of the large appliance makers in the United States. And they made some mistakes in quality and had to get a new burner tube, new stainless tube, steel tube for the oven, and that fixed that. So gas stoves, to me, are the way to go. And here's why I think they're targeting gas stoves. I don't think that anybody who's telling you to get a bioweapon injected in your bloodstream is concerned about your respiration, protecting your breathing from the exhaust, if you will, of a gas stove. I think this is designed to remove your independence from the system. And here's why. If you have a gas stove, as we do, we have our own propane tank. We own our propane tank. And if you only use, let's say, a 500-gallon propane tank for cooking, just for cooking, not for heating hot water, just for cooking, I think you can get about 8 to 10 years of fuel out of that 500-gallon tank for your cooking stove. I think that's about right. Because that's what it is for us. And you own the propane tank if you want to buy it. I mean, you can lease one from the propane company, or you can buy your own tank. We bought our own tank. So we own the tank, we own the plumbing, we own the stove, and we own the gas in the tank. And when you fill a propane tank, you can only fill it about 80% full, because propane is a liquid. It's a gas that's under pressure that becomes a liquid. And you need some expansion room for those hot days. And that's why most propane tanks are painted a light color like white or maybe silver. Most of them are white to reflect the heat, because the propane liquid will expand in the warm weather. You can only fill them 80% full. So a 500-gallon tank, 400 gallons of propane is the maximum you should put in it. And we'll talk about independence and gas stoves when we come back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Today marks 1 year since the Fed started raising the interest rate, and the big question is, will the Feds continue to raise the rate to combat high inflation when they meet on Tuesday? The FDIC is announcing parties interested in purchasing failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Banks must make their bid by tomorrow. Toggle CEO Jan Solange on Fox Business this morning weighs in.
This is concentrated in the tech sector, and so I think what's happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is definitely very specific to them.
Two unions representing 65,000 Los Angeles Unified School District employees are expected to go on a three-day strike starting Tuesday. Union leaders announced their intentions at a rally.
Are you ready to shut it down? Are you ready to shut it down? You ready to walk out? We are walking out on Tuesday.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheese? Thank
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, according to the research that I've done, about 38%, maybe 40% of the country's households use natural gas for cooking. Okay. And add to that the percentage that uses propane, and some people think that we're between the high 60s, low 70s% of the stoves in the United States are gas-fired, meaning propane or natural gas. And then you have these power generation stations that operate on natural gas. So if you're thinking about where a lot of gas is used, power generation stations, that's really big. Manufacturing. Manufacturing to heat, natural gas is the low cost answer for generating lots of BTUs at one of the lowest costs. So why is the current guy in the White House taking aim at gas stoves? Well, Kyle knows the answer. We know the answer. Rich knows the answer. Those of us who have solar systems know that if you want to be independent from the grid, you got to generate your own electricity. Okay? Life's pretty tough without electricity. It really is. For pumping water, for lighting, you know, without fumes. You can use candles, but they don't last very long. They cost a lot for the candle power you get. So really, electricity is a great way to go for lighting. It absolutely is. And it's a great way to go for motors. Well, if you look at what changes you would make if you were to have a solar system, if you were to set up one, build one, buy one, the first thing that you find out is it's easier to shed watts, W-A-T-T-S, than it is to generate watts. So the first thing that happens when someone wants to have solar power, they think about how much electricity they're going to need. And then they think about what they need it for. And what are the big users of electricity? Well, that would be an electric stove using an enormous amount of electricity. Electric hot water heater, enormous amount of electricity. An electric dryer, clothes dryer, an enormous amount of electricity. And resistive heating. If you have heating that, like baseboard, that's just electric, an enormous amount of electricity. So typically what happens for those who are depending on their own solar system exclusively, the first things to go are the electric stove, the electric hot water heater, the electric dryer, and the electric resistive heating. That's just the way it is. And if you want to have a solar system, you're going to have to, if you want to cook, you're going to have to use gas cooking. Maybe a gas hot water heater. Maybe a gas dryer if you want to have a clothes dryer. And maybe gas heating. So to prevent you from becoming independent, a great way to do that is to take away your cooking with gas. Kyle, any comments about that? Do you agree?
That stuff just boils me. You know, people got to understand we're at war. These guys are at war with the American people. They are against this country. They are trying to tear it down to the roots and take you back and make you completely controlled, destroy this economy, destroy this country in every possible way that you can imagine. I have one thought on a propane stove, folks, and I highly suggest, I own my own tank as well, like Vince. but I have one thought for you on your electric stove, gas stove, if you haven't bought one. So when we were looking for gas stoves, for the oven, there is, and for the cooktop too, but mostly for the oven, there's two ways that they ignite the flame that starts your oven. There is one that has an electric heating element in it at the bottom, and that's usually approximately 600 watts. And this thing glows red hot, and then it opens up the gas and it ignites the gas. There's another one called a piezo lighter, P-I-E, I think it's P-I-E-Z-O or something along that line. It's a little snap thing that you'll hear, like on a lot of grills and things have that. They'll have this little snap thing, this button you push, and it'll snap this little igniter, and it just looks almost like a tiny spark plug. And it has this little tiny flame that's very high voltage but very low amperage. And ours runs off of a 9-volt battery that we put in the back of the stove, and it's been running on the same 9-volt battery for 6 years.
And my wife uses this thing virtually every day, multiple times a day. And so our oven has a different, we turn it to pilot, push this in, the control knob, and it will start snapping. And when the gas gets down to the little piezo lighter, it will ignite the pilot, and you hold it there just for a little bit longer, and then you can turn the oven to whatever temperature you want, and it ignites and goes up to that temperature through the thermostat. Now, those, just like Vince was saying, anything that creates heat with electricity is a huge draw on your system. So if you have a 24-volt system, as an example, and you're pulling 600 watts at 120 volts, that's 5 amps at 120 volts. But if you're pulling that out of a 24-volt system, that's pulling five times that many amps out of a 24-volt system when it's actually coming off the batteries. So you're literally pulling 25 amps off of your batteries to be able to produce 5 amps for that electric heating element for your stove in the, for the oven to be able to ignite it. If you're buying something, we had to hunt long and hard to find something that had the little igniter, the piezo igniter. And so if you're going to think about being independent and off-grid and using very little power or as little as possible, I highly suggest that you look for something with that piezo lighter for the oven. That's my opinion.
Vince? Very, very well said. Very well said. And here's the problem, class. These things are literally called igniters. And if you want to see what one looks like, you can go to eBay. And you can type in GE, as in General Electric, GE, space, oven, space, igniter. And you'll find them. And here's the problem with those darn things. And that's what we have. And we don't use our oven very much because to use the gas, to use the propane oven, this little bugger uses 600 watts of electricity while you're using your gas oven. And the reason that it does it is so that this thing runs red hot, just like an electric element on a electric stove runs red hot, or a toaster. Except this thing is it's about the size of a domino that's glowing red hot right where the gas comes out. And it ignites the gas in the oven. And the plan is, let's just keep that darn thing running as long as the oven is running so that any gas that comes out will burn rather than create a potential for an explosion. So that's why they do it. Now, is there a better way? Yeah, Kyle just told us. The PCO Electric is a way better way to go in terms of efficiency. So what happens with these igniters? I have three of them, spares. Why? Because those buggers, the original design, kept burning out, burning out, burning out. And when they burn out, your oven will not light if you have a gas, that's natural gas or propane, oven. Now, the cooktop works fine without it. That's spark ignition. And that's a great, great design. So, frankly, I would rather have a pilot light in the oven, little tiny pilot light, than this 600 watt electricity hog called the oven igniter. So look it up and you'll see what we're talking about. And what you may want to do with, hopefully this guy won't be in office for a second term. He's put the biggest buffoons you can think of in his administration, including the guys who want to get and gals who want to get rid of gas stoves. There's no substitute. There's no substitute to pull out the greatest percentage of cooking devices in homes in the United States and replace them with electricity. We do not have the capacity to power up these electric devices like electric cars and switching all ovens and all gas appliances to electric. We don't have the capacity for it. And And frankly, you'll really appreciate having that gas oven when there's a power failure. Well, not the gas oven, the gas cooktop. Unless you have a piezoelectric start on your gas oven. But life's getting complex, and I can see what's happening, and I can see how they're gonna really mess with the rest of us who have these older gas appliances by making it more and more difficult for us to get replacement parts. So if you can't get one of these igniters and you have one in your oven, it won't work. And here's another thing they're doing, and this is kind of under the radar. So the administration, reportedly, is working to make it more difficult for you to get the permits and have, they're making it more difficult for you to get the permits for a new house with gas appliances. So one might say, shoot, you know, it looks like it's going to take 6 months to get the approval to have this new house with the gas stove and oven. Let's just get an electric one. Let's just do that and speed up the process by 6 months. People may end up doing that. Now, if you live in the middle of nowhere where I do, there are no inspectors. There's nobody to tell me whether I can or can't have an electric or a gas whatever. There's nobody here. Nobody. No building inspectors here either. No building permits. No building inspectors. No dog catchers. No dog licenses. Can you imagine that? That's where you want to live, class. You want to get away from all this nonsense. Absolutely. Why does your dog have to have a license? Really? Why?
Because he's got a set of teeth. Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, we let our dogs run free on the farm. Now we have enough land for that. You know, they don't bother our neighbors. And every once in a while, the neighbors' dogs will come over here and bother us. But we don't need a dog catcher or dog licenses. You know, all you have to do is be polite, class. Things will work a lot better.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is one other thing that I've got on my list, and it's called Helicoils. H-E-L-I-C-O-I-L. Helicoil. And an SUV came into the shop, and it was worked on by some people who claimed they were mechanics, and they were just pitiful. I believe what they did was they used an impact gun to remove and insert spark plugs. I believe they used an impact gun, and they're these cordless ones. They're really handy. So you want to twist off those nuts, bolts, spark plugs, you know, quickly. I guess the go-to tool would be for someone who doesn't know, under the hood, you don't use impact tools under the hood. At least I don't. And so they tightened bolts. When they were working on intake manifold, and they're tightening bolts that went into an aluminum head on this SUV, and they stripped the threads going into the head of many, about eight of them, eight bolts to hold the intake manifold onto the cylinder head, or heads, stripped them, and installed the spark plugs with an impact gun as well, and stripped the threads going into the spark plugs, such that during the compression stroke, one of the spark plugs blew right out of the cylinder head, and it was flopping around and broke the ignition wire, and it did a lot of damage. So to fix this, some people would say, oh man, the threads are stripped in the head for the spark plugs, you know, have to get a new head. Well, there's an alternative, and it's called helicoils. And a helicoil is like threads, and it's kind of like a really tightly wound, very hard stainless steel spring. And the way this works is you have to drill out the old threads with a very special sized drill bit, specifically for the helicoil insert. So this is an insert that is new threads. But when you drill out the hole where the threads were, now the hole's bigger, and the bolts certainly won't fit. So you have to put new threads in it. And these helicoils are those threads. So the helicoil comes with a set, typically comes with a drill bit, the helicoil inserts, and a special sized tap, and a tool, a tap to put new threads in, but the new threads are going to be way bigger than the old threads. So the bolts won't fit without the helicoil insert. But what I'm saying is you can replace the threads that are damaged by drilling them out, the old ones, retapping the head or whatever the surfaces that you want to put new threads in and inserting the helicoil itself. And so that's what we did, and we saved this engine. Now, for spark plugs, you can do the same thing. And this happens a lot on chainsaws. Some people just think that they need to tighten the spark plugs on a chainsaw way too much and rip out the threads. So helicoils can be used for lawnmowers and rototillers and chainsaws. I mean, typically, it's soft threads that you're replacing with these stainless steel harder threads. And a kit could be $30, $40, or less, maybe $20, depending on if you get a U.S. one or a Chinese one. So the point is, you can replace the threads with helicoils. The other thing is, I can't believe that anyone who would call himself a mechanic would use an impact gun to install spark plugs. And with spark plugs, you can, if you have to, you can put helicoil in to replace the threads for the ones that were destroyed by an impact gun with spark plugs. Or you can use, if you're fortunate, you can use a thread chaser. Now, this is a tool that would be the same threads as a spark plug would have, except it has cuts in it that will retrace those threads and cut off any burrs. You put grease on it to attract the little piece of metal that you're going to be creating those shavings as you put this on. You can do the same thing with lug nut studs and lug bolts. So you can get the lug nut thread restorer kit from AutoZone for free. You know, you put a deposit on it, they'll let you take it home, use it, and bring it back. Always use grease and or lots of oil when you use these tools, and it works great. Kyle, your comments, please.
Yeah, same thing, Vince. I've used it before, and for some reason, Ford, especially on that 5.4 engine that they had, it's a tough little engine, but my goodness, does it tend to have a problem with those Triton engines they had where they would... I've replaced my neighbor's twice in his Ford where the spark plug literally just corroded and blew out. He wouldn't, and he would never use impact wrench or anything like that when you're putting those spark plugs in. And a good rule of thumb on using for me, if you're not going to use a torque wrench, is if you're putting spark plugs in, put your hand right at the end of where your socket is on the ratchet, not on the handle of the ratchet, and use about that much torque if you're fairly, you know, decently strong to tighten those in. That's about the way I use it anyway.
Yeah, well, I think what you're saying is if you put your palm over the ratcheting mechanism of a ratchet wrench, you
yes.
tighten it that much rather than use the full length of the ratchet handle to apply more torque. So you're going to be applying less torque. Absolutely correct. Very well said, Kyle. Kyle, see you in a couple weeks. Thank you for teaching in the front of the class today. Well done.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.